Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The 5th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it.
And we want to point out that your current position is CEO and Senior Provost for Touro Western Division, which has medical schools in both Southern Nevada and Northern California.
Yes, that is correct. Not only medical schools, but nursing, pharmacy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and physician assistant programs.
And one additional thing I'll throw in there is that your husband is Dr. Larry Lerner, who's a kidney specialist. So all of
Dr. Larry's a kidney specialist, yes.
So let me ask you what your thoughts are on what's going on with Obamacare in the Senate right now.
Well, there was never a question when Obamacare was passed, and I sat on the Ways and Means Committee, Healthcare Subcommittee, so I was in the thick of it at the time and sat through a year's worth of hearings as we crafted the legislation. I don't think there was any question that it needed to be improved once it was implemented, see what the flaws were, and figure out how to improve it. Just like Medicare was passed, as you know, Sam, in 1965, and we continually update it, renew it, change it a little to accommodate the times and the needs of our fellow citizens. So Obamacare would have been no different. So there are things that need repairing, changing, fixing, no doubt about that. But to throw out the baby with the bathwater just because of a campaign promise seems to me a little short-sighted and not in the best interest of the American people. And so, needless to say, I'm opposed to the Graham bill that's now before the Senate. And I would hope, although I know that this is probably a pipe dream on my part as well as many others, that it's high time that the Republicans and the Democrats sit down and hammer out an improvement to Obamacare and call it anything you want. But just to throw out the baby with the bathwater doesn't make much sense to me.
John McCain, of course, agrees with you. And the one thing that he's saying consistently is that the Senate should return to regular order.
I I agree with that. And I think one of the problems that we are facing now is that no matter who is in power, if it's the Republicans, they obviously try to get the advantage. When it's the Democrats, they're also getting the advantage. The time has come for us to sit down and figure out what's going to advantage the American people. Sounds like a platitude, but I couldn't be any more serious.
Okay, so give us your thought on what would be the remedies needed to fix Obamacare.
Oh, my heavens, that's a good question. What you do not want to do, I was in favor of the expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. And I'll be very state specific because obviously Nevada was my primary concern. When Obama, and one of the motivating factors for me voting for it was the following. There were a little over 2 million people in the state of Nevada, the residents in the state, citizens in the state of Nevada, when Obamacare was passed. We had 600,000 uninsured Nevadans, which was almost a quarter of the population of the state was uninsured. Now, when you're uninsured, it doesn't mean that you don't get sick. It means you get really sick and the emergency room becomes your primary care provider. Of course, the cost of emergency room care is exponentially higher than just going to see a doctor, during routine examinations and checkups. There was no accident, and back then, and I suspect the numbers are pretty similar today, there were 33 hospitals in the state of Nevada. 20 of them were operating in the red, the most egregious being UMC here in Clark County, which was at that time running a $70 million deficit. Why were they running a $70 million deficit? Why were 20 hospitals operating in the red? Uncompensated care, because when someone comes into the emergency room, you have to treat them. These deficits have been eliminated under Obamacare. And I think that is a very positive thing for our state and for the different local entities that were footing the bill. Somebody ends up paying for the health care. And so that's why our deficit was very troubling. And Obamacare eliminated that, plus provided affordable access to health care for about 400,000 out of that $600,000 original number. I would say that's important, and we need to keep that in place. And I worry that Nevada and most other states will take quite a hit if Obamacare is eliminated and they block grant money to the states, again, without ensuring that pre-existing conditions are covered and that lifetime caps are eliminated.
Do you think that it's possible for a bill to go through that eliminates previous medical conditions?
Well, right now, are you talking about the Graham bill in the Senate right now?
Yes, Sam? I mean, it looks to me like that bill is toast. There's already more than enough senators balking it. They may not have come out and said it, but they're balking already. Right. But Rand Paul and John McCain are definite no's. I don't think there's any way to bring Rand Paul on board. And Susan Collins is also another one, Lisa Murkowski. So I
agree with that. I agree with that.
But let me ask, okay.
Your question was that is it possible to craft a bill?
Yes. I mean, I just don't see how that goes through without that person who votes for it being thrown out of office at the next election. But let me hit another issue with you really quickly here, which is the cost. Not for people who are employed by a major corporation, not for the poor, but for the average individual, especially older Americans who are buying their own insurance. A, they're restricted to either one or two insurance companies in the state, so virtually no competition. But the cost and the deductibles are through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's part of what, look, when you decide that you are going to keep youngsters up to the age of 26 on their parents' insurance. Now, when I was a kid growing up, and I remember this very well, and I think you and I are probably in the same age range, when I turned 18, my father was a waiter on the Strip. I was no longer covered, and I essentially went bare without any insurance until I was had my first job out after law school, because I simply couldn't afford it. And so luckily, I'm a healthy person. I still am. So my costs were minimal. I got most of my health care at Planned Parenthood, as ironic as that is. And that's probably why I'm such a supporter of Planned Parenthood. So they took care of all of my health care needs when I was a kid. So that's an expense. Eliminating pre-existing conditions is an expense. Eliminating lifetime caps is a huge expense. I mean, I would, I used to hear stories from young diabetics who were 11, 12 years old, and they had already exceeded their lifetime caps. How were these people going to survive? So there's a cost to health care. And by spreading it out to all Americans, you have a better chance of providing care for all Americans. There are things that need to be fixed with that. But again, if we don't sit down and talk about these issues and concerns, and you are absolutely right, Sam, we have limited coverage. Insurance companies have pulled out of some jurisdictions, and it's expensive. But I'm trying to figure out a better way to do this. And the Republican, with all due respect, suggestions over the last several months have not addressed the problem. I think they would only exacerbate it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congresswoman Shelley Berkley right after this break.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. So Jackie Rosen, who is the Congresswoman down in CD3 in Southern Nevada, is now going to run against Dean Heller. You ran against Dean Heller 5 years ago. What advice do you have for your friend who is a friend from synagogue?
You did your homework, Sam. One of the synagogues I belong to is Congregation Near Tamid, and Jackie was the president of Near Tamid for many years. I've often said, if you can be the president of a synagogue with 500 Jewish families yelling at you all the time, you can certainly be a very successful United States senator.
That is hysterical.
So I think she's well suited for this line of work. I'm delighted that Jackie is running, and I don't offer advice, but if she asks, I certainly would not hesitate. I think Dean is a much more formidable candidate than I gave him credit for. I have to say that. But I think Jackie is pretty, for somebody with no political experience, I think she is as savvy as anyone that I've met in that profession. And I think, if I can predict on your show, I think Jackie's going to be the next senator from the great state of Nevada.
It's actually an asset to not have a record, correct?
Unfortunately, I think in this day and age, yes, because then your opponent doesn't have anything to attack. And of course, as you know, and judging from my own election and others that I've seen, there's very little substance in these campaigns. It's all attacking your opponent, either fairly or unfairly. And by the time the election is over, the voting public doesn't want to vote for either one. Because we've so sullied each other, and I think that's very unfortunate. And I wish, if I had it to do over again, I would have never fallen into that trap.
Is it too late now for Dina Titus to jump in? I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago in D.C., and she said she was getting ready to make an announcement in the next couple of weeks. But it seems like Senator Reid has got the entire establishment lined up, both from Nevada and nationally.
Well, he does. And full disclosure, I am very, very close friends with not only Jackie, but with Dina as well, and a much longer relationship. Dina and I have been friends. She was a bridesmaid at my wedding. I mean, we are close. I would never count Dina Titus out, especially in a Democratic primary. She's sharp. She's tough. She's smart. And knowledgeable. And I think she would give anybody a very good run for their money.
Oh, I agree with you totally. But, you know, it just seems that every single group has already come out on the Democratic side in support of Jackie Rosen. And it seems
that's correct. I would agree with you, Sam. It would be an uphill fight for Dina.
Okay, let's go to a different race then. Chris G potentially against Steve Sisolak. What are your thoughts on that race?
Well, again, two very good friends. When you were in office as long as I was, and it spanned a 30-year period, you developed friendships and political allies, and I would count both of them among my friends and allies and supporters. So I'm kind of, you know, taking neither one has asked for my support, and right now I'm just sitting back. And frankly, though I hate when people say frankly, and Sam, when I signed on with Turo, there was an implicit understanding, or more explicit understanding, that I wouldn't be political. You know, I can obviously contribute and support candidates that I am supporting, but to do it publicly, I can't, and I shouldn't. As long as I am the CEO of Turo University, that's my primary job, and that's my responsibility.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back. More with former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley after this.
The 5th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. I got to ask you about an interview you did on KNPR where you were talking.
I love KNPR.
We all do. you were talking about, correct me if I have this wrong, but the idea that the state really couldn't financially support two medical schools, and that the medical school that should be left standing should be the new medical school down in Southern Nevada. Is that what you actually meant?
Let me give you a little history on this also. I was a student at UNLV, I was student body president of UNLV when Frankie Sue Del Papa was student body president of UNR. That is when Howard Hughes passed away. Governor Laxalt was governor at the time, and he was able to get a contribution, a gift from Howard Hughes to start the medical school. In those days, the appropriate place for a medical school in the state of Nevada was obviously UNR. It was the mothership at the time. Most of the population was still in northern Nevada. UNLV was just beginning to flex its muscles, and so it was an entirely appropriate place to put a medical school. Since then, 45 years later, I think there have been some fundamental changes in the state of Nevada. As you know, we are a low-tax state, and people are very careful with their dollars, and they don't want to spend a lot of money because they don't like to be taxed a lot. Now, we have a medical school up in Reno that is costing the taxpayers anywhere from $50 to $60 million a biennium to keep it open. We now have a new medical school just started this year at UNLV. I think that, and it's going to take hundreds of millions of dollars to get UNLV completely successful. And it should be. It's my alma mater. I support a medical school at UNLV. I do not see how the state can sustain two medical schools with the cost being so high. And let me say this, Sam. We are now running an $80 million deficit in K through 12 in Clark County. $80 million. And even before that, it wasn't as if we were lavishing money on our K through 12 program. I would like to see this state invest money in K through 12 and give our youngsters the best possible start. Now, I know throwing money at a problem isn't always the solution. But in the case of education, when we fund our education programs dramatically and demonstrably less than the national average, I think we need to take a look at our priorities and determine where our hard-gained tax dollars are going. And I think rather than supporting two medical schools in the state of Nevada, that it should be consolidated into one medical school down south where the population is, and spend that extra money that we're spending for UNR's medical school for redirecting it to our K through 12 program, so our youngsters north and south, east and west in this state actually have a chance of great success.
Okay, so you realize that you are just blowing up northern Nevada with these comments, right? We have about a minute left.
It wasn't intended. It was a rather lengthy interview, but this was my opinion when I served on the Nevada Board of Regents, and that's a good 20-some-odd years ago. So what I said was not anything different than I said when I was on the Board of Regents, and I'm not attempting to be controversial. I was asked a question, and I answered it, but that is my opinion. I would like to see the money spent on K through 12, consolidate the two medical schools into one, and provide services for all Nevadans.
Well, I really appreciate you being on the program today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and the most important thing is to have you back as soon as possible.
Now, don't be a stranger, Sam.
You have a deal. Thank you very much, Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, we talk to Danny Tarkanian running for U.S. Senate against Dean Heller. We'll see you then.